Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying, I want to talk to you from the subject of driven off. Driven off. It's funny how sometimes you are comfortable. You're in a comfort zone, a place that you love, and a place that you so affectionately just love to stay there. Again, the comfort zone, as well as Someday Isle, are two luxurious and comfortable places that the intention is for you to never leave. When you go to Someday Isle, that's a resort, five-star resort. It has a beach. It has water. It has everything. I mean, White Sands, it's a perfect place. Someday Isle, it's an island called Someday Isle. And Someday Isle goes like this. Someday Isle, drop my album. Someday Isle, write my book. Someday Isle, try out for that sports team. Someday Isle, preach that sermon. Someday Isle, sing at church. Someday Isle, do this. Someday Isle, do that. Someday Isle, ask that person out on a date. The comfort zone, again, is the comfort zone, and it's heavily protected by your limiting beliefs. Your limiting beliefs are soldiers that are gathered around. There's soldiers, there are dogs, there are everything. You know, the SWAT team, like the guys jumping down with the ropes and everything through the ceiling, like, come on, guys, get them back. Because when you're in your comfort zone, the intention is to make sure, make certainly sure, that if somebody tries to infringe upon the comfort zone or cause you to leave, that person must surely die. Just kidding. Very exaggerating. So just think about that. Think about the comfort zone for me, please. That place, I heard somewhere that it was said that conviction and convenience don't live on the same street, so they can't be together. You know, they have a, you know, here we come. You know, I'm about to do my rant. They have not a relationship, conviction and convenience. They have a circumstance and situationship that should be a cruise ship to one of the parties, but often it's a battleship and a sunken ship. So conviction and convenience, they don't live on the same street. They're not living in the same house. Sorry. Seems like a good, really good love relationship, but they cannot do that. They cannot abide together. But here it is, driven off. You know, I went too far in my lesson. You ever, or my motivational time we're having, if you want to call it that, you've ever been to a church and the preacher just goes on and on and on. Then all of a sudden, oh, here's now here's the title of my message. It's like, oh man, whoa. You know, but you're not going to say that, or somebody might be brave enough to say it. But anyway, driven off, there's that place that you were there. You were on that team, on that job, on that whatever place it was, whatever it was, that group of people that you hung around. You know that group of people. The minute you challenged them, the minute you encouraged everybody to grow and to do something amazing and to do something outside of themselves, and you were considered a troublemaker, a disruptor, and they wanted you up out of there. They didn't care how they got you up out of there. They wanted to drag you by your ears, by the shirt of your, should I say, by the top of your shirt, the back of the collar, by the top of your belt, the backside, grab them at the same time and swing you about 1, 2, 3 times, and then heave you out of the way, because it was this place called the comfort zone. You were disrupting. You're getting too big for the group. You're playing too big, and we can't have that. We can't have you outshining us. But driven off, somebody was messing with you. Somebody did something kept doing something that you knew or that you felt was wrong. And whenever you tried to stand on it and address it, they made you feel upset, angry. They did whatever they could to get you up out of there. They got you up out of there. They got you up out of that job. They got you up off of that team. They got you up out of that group. And that group could have been a friendship group, a social group. I'm not for sure what the parameters of that group was. That could have been a group. Dare I even say it? I really don't even want to say it. This is, that group could have been like a church. They could have got you up out of that church. They could have got you up out of that organization. And the very reason that they drove you off was because they saw what you would become. They saw what you would become, and that really kind of got to them. So they did what they needed to do to get you up out of there, to get you driven out, driven off. And what you said to yourself, you were somewhere. I don't want to say that you're still there. But if you are, then I'm pulling you out. Forget all of that. That group that they drove you out of, you know, and you're like, man, what happened? I mean, I can't believe they did this to me, and I can't believe they would do such a thing, and everything that, you know, I've done, and I just don't get it. You're scratching your head. You're trying to make it make sense. You're thinking there's something you could have done. No, I regret to inform you that all you did was be yourself, and that you that you were was so powerful that they drove you off. But here's the funny thing about it. They don't realize that when you were driven off, you were driven off to something bigger and better. And the funny thing about it is that that does happen. And the biggest fear is that the bigger thing, the newer thing is no longer your comfort zone, and you were to be driven off. And it's funny because there's something called Uber Black, to where the vehicles are luxurious. The cars that you have to be great cars. So just imagine them kicking you out, and then somebody pulls up in a Lamborghini, like, and you're like, hi. And they're like, hi. They're holding up your name. I'm like, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. That's my name. I'm like, well, glad to meet you, ma'am or sir. The reason we're holding your name up is because this is your car. This is what we're driving you in. You're like, me? It's like, yes, you. And they're like, they're sitting there thinking, they're not going to say it, but you're sharing that awkward silence and that awkward stare. And they're like, yeah, so are you going to get in or what? But you get in, you go up in, you in the car, you drive to something bigger and better. You drive to a better opportunity, a better job. And again, you go to that job and you're like, wow, this is amazing. But you thank everybody for all they've done, but you forgot to thank one person that drove you off. They drove you off into greatness. Now you're on that new team, and you're the MVP of the team. You're on that new job, and you're the one at that job. You're at that new church, and you're the person at that church. You are really doing the thing and doing it oh so well. So I don't know what you're thinking or what's going on inside of you, but you were driven off for a reason. And all they did was drive you to a bigger and better place. Well, this can happen, like I said, in many things you do. It's happened to me in certain things. And had it not been for that antagonist, I would not have been privy to accomplishment. So no antagonist, no accomplishment. Well, I hope I've said something to you to inspire you, to motivate you as you go on your merry way from labor to reward. Labor could be actual job. It could be a goal or ambition. It can be your spiritual journey from your labors on this world, in this world, to your heavenly home. But you have once again come into this land called Mike Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Never, never land. Wish that it never existed in the first place. And Wonderland wonder why it was created at all. And I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever. But please, pretty please, live like you'll die today.